Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. You know, we're talking about obedience. I'm actually reading through the book of Daniel right now. And oh, wow. Man, I love the book of Daniel. It's so good. There's just so much in there.
Yeah.
And just his obedience and his resolve to honor the Lord when it didn't even make sense. You know, I mean, his life was at stake and he was like, but God, and I'm still going to obey God and I'm going to only worship God. Mm-hmm. And the Lord saved him. And I think we sometimes feel like Daniel, where we're like, we feel like we're being thrown into the lion's den.
Yeah.
And, you know, are the lions going to devour us or is the Lord going to rescue us from this? And again, it's all about perspective. And Daniel had the right perspective.
He did.
He didn't know how it was going to end, but he had the right perspective because he knew where the finish line was. And so, you know, at the end of Monday's episode, I talked about that. And it's so important to know what our finish line is because we have to know how we're getting there. And the in-between can sometimes be blurred.
Yeah.
And you talked about the Israelites standing at the edge of the Red Sea. And that is one of my favorite stories in the Bible because for so many years, we felt like that as a family with getting the movie out. We just felt like, you know, we're standing at the edge of the Red Sea and we don't know how we're going to get across this. We literally have no idea. And the Lord showed me this, and I've shared this before, but it's been, I think, a really long time. The Lord showed me something about that years ago, and that as the Israelites were standing at the edge of the Red Sea, if you think about them doing that, there were enough of them that if it had been just a small creek or even a river, you know, that was difficult to get across, but they were able to get across it, they could have figured it out because there were enough of them. They could have said, we're going to stack these logs and these rocks, and we're going to figure out a way to get across this river or whatever body of water it was. And God did not provide them with something that was able to be gotten across without him. He brought them to the edge of that Red Sea and he just said, trust me. And they had to literally stand there and wait. And can you imagine? I mean, they've got, you know, the Egyptians chasing them on their tail and how terrifying that was would have been for them. And I think oftentimes we feel that way. We feel like there's someone chasing us. There's someone on our tail because guess what there is? There's an enemy of our soul. There's an enemy who wants to attack our family. He does not want family discipleship. He does not want our us leading our kids to Christ. He wants us to believe every lie known to man.
Yep.
And the Israelites could have just turned around. You know, it was fight or flight at that point. They could have turned back around and said, okay, fine, we'll be your slaves. We will do whatever you want us to do. Just spare our lives.
Right.
And instead they trusted the Lord and they didn't have any way to get across that sea except for God. And we are often there. I feel like so many times in our life, whether it's marriage or parenting or homeschooling or church ministry or, you know, missions ministry or whatever it is, if we're doing something for the Lord, we stand on the edge of the Red Sea sometimes and we're like, God, I don't know. I don't know, but I know I need to be on the other side of that sea because that's where the finish line, and I mean, obviously the finish line for them was the promised land. Yeah. And eventually that was going to lead to salvation through Jesus. Mm-hmm. That was the real finish line.
Right.
But still, it's so hard. And so we don't know what to do when things aren't clear in the in-between. And so I'm not to digress too much, but talk about that, because when everything is blurred as we're taking this journey and we're trying to focus our perspective, you're wearing glasses right now, Rachel. I just recently in the last year started to have to really wear glasses to read. You know, I just can't see
so
stuff.
It
drives me nuts.
I know.
But only to read. And so it's weird how, you know, my eyes are changing as I'm getting older.
Yeah.
Sometimes things are so blurred and I just can't see what it is that I actually need to see until I put my glasses on and look at it. Yep. So speak on that for a minute of just what do we do in the middle of the Red Sea when everything is a mess and muddy around us?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't even jump there for you. You said some really rich stuff there. I mean, that was good stuff. You know, I mean, I think two things I want to back up just for a minute and say they're so powerful, because I am with you, Daniel, man. Mm. And I, you know, to me, that there's a good mama praying for him, right?
Oh yeah.
I mean, we don't have her name, but I'm thinking somewhere, because her baby was ripped out of her arms probably and taken to Babylonia. There was a mama on her face praying for her baby. And I just think he was probably young, right? But I mean, we don't get far into the book of Daniel. Daniel 1:8, it says Daniel resolved. Yeah. And so, you know, I think this whole issue of perspective, and I didn't do this early on. It came, you know, when I got to that place of I can't do this, there comes a point, right, in our pursuit of perspective. And when we can't see anything, when the Pharaoh's to our back and the Red Sea's to our front, we have a decision. We're at that crossroads Jeremiah talks about. Jeremiah, I think it's 6:16, stand at the crossroads, right? We're at that point where, what are we going to do? Right. Are we going to give in to just abject fear and panic and just, you read that passage about they're on the edge of the Red Sea, and some of them are like, why did we come out here? We should go. We come out here to die. And, you know, that's what some of us are tempted to do. I mean, what are we doing? Are we doing this to mess up our kids and lose our sanity? And of course, that's not the objective. That's not why God's brought you here. It's not why God got them to the edge of the Red Sea, right? But it's that issue of resolve. What are we resolving to do, right? And I think the resolve of Daniel was obedience to God. And you know, if you want to know how to glorify God, trust and obey.
Yep.
Trust and obey. You know, the chief end of man is to enjoy God and glorify him forever. What does that look like practically? Trust and obey, that you trust and obey him. And so for Daniel, you see that through the entire narrative of that book. And if, you know, if you want homework, I'm very famous for giving homework to my audience.
Give it. So
homework, read Daniel.
Yep.
Here's a young man at a young age, and Daniel resolved. And how did he walk that out? Over and over and over again, he trusted God and he obeyed God. But there's a third thing there, and you mentioned this in passing too, and I just want to make sure we don't miss this. What else did Daniel do? He trusted, he obeyed, he waited on God. Hmm. Oh, there's several different points. I think it's in chapter 2 when the king has this dream. I mean, there's several dreams that the king has, but there's this dream that the king has. And not only does he want an interpretation, he wants someone to tell him what the dream was.
Right.
So, I mean, he's like up in the ante, right? I don't just want you to tell me what it means.
Because they could have just made up the interpretation at that point.
He needed to know. I mean, it's just like, oh my goodness.
This is really from some higher power.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, this was like the ultimate test of the wise man. And then when they're like, yeah, no, we can't do that. He's like, then just kill them all. Just kill them all.
Right. All and the people who couldn't tell him and interpret his dream.
Right. Yeah. And so Daniel gets the word that they're all going to die. Right. And he goes in and he goes, I love this. He basically says, can you just give me some time to wait on God? Mm-hmm. I just need some time. And then he waits on God, and all his buddies, you know, his compadres, they wait on God too. And God reveals to Daniel the dream and the interpretation. Mm-hmm. Why? Because he trusted in God. He obeyed and went into the king, and then he waited on God. But I mean, it gets even better than that. And I think it's chapter 3 when he goes in and tells the king the dream and the interpretation, he didn't even take credit. The king is like, whoa, you're amazing. And Daniel's like, yeah, no, it's not me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, so you see all of the, you see evidence. I don't know that the word perspective is used in the book of Daniel. I have to look that up. You see evidence that this young man had the right perspective.
Yeah.
And when it was foggy, I mean, we have the book of Daniel, right? We get to know how it played out. We get to know that he gets the interpretation. We get to know that Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego get saved and rescued. We get to know that Daniel's not eaten up by a bunch of hungry lions. We know that. They didn't know that.
Right. Yeah.
And we've got to, when we're reading scripture, try to take off all of what we already know and be in that moment with them. He didn't know.
Right.
He didn't know.
But he still trusted because he even said, even if I get devoured by lions, God is still good. And God's I still trust him.
And that's the repeat of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They're like, you know what? Even if our God can save us, but even if he doesn't.
Yep.
Even if he doesn't, we're not bowing. We're not doing that. And that's the same choice that you and I have today.
Yes.
It's trusting and obeying, not because we know the end.
Right. And the outcome is not up to us. Mm-mm. We don't have to understand it. I have been over and over and over again over the last few years, and even over the last few months, I have had to be reminded by my husband and others that the outcome is not up to me. No. It doesn't matter. It's all up to the Lord, and it's all going to be for his glory. I just have to obey. I just have to put one foot in front of the other and do what he's asked me to do with a joyful heart as much as I can, right?
Right.
And trust him for the outcome. I don't have to, I don't have to understand it, and that's okay. Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.